This is Rising Up with Sonali, and I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com. The Green Party held its convention in Houston, Texas over the weekend and officially nominated Dr. Jill Stein and her running mate Ajamu Baraka for its presidential ticket. The party is emerging as an alternative to the Democratic ticket of Hillary Clinton and Tim Kaine. Here's an excerpt of Dr. Stein's acceptance speech.
Well, the super rich, party on, richer than ever, and the political elite that serve them are making things not better, but worse as they inflict austerity on everyday people while they squander trillions of our dollars on Wall Street bailouts, on tax favors for the wealthy, and on wars that know no end. So we are in revolt. And the good news they don't want you to know is that we actually have the power to turn this around the minute we stand up with the courage of our convictions. Because we not only have the vision and the values of the American people that we reflect and that we lift up,
Dr. Jill Stein giving her acceptance speech at the Green Party convention in Houston, Texas over the weekend. My guest is Kit O'Connell. He's a journalist and staff writer at Mint Press News. He covered the Green Party convention. Welcome to the program, Kit.
Yes, it's great to be here. I know, of course, it was great to be at the convention for Mint Press News.
So first, tell us a little bit about the atmosphere. I covered the DNC. I followed closely the coverage of the RNC. I'm assuming you followed it as well. And there was disunity at the RNC. Many people didn't even attend. Many Republicans sort of boycotted their own convention. At the DNC, there was a veneer of unity, but just beneath the surface, there was plenty of rebellion and disunity. How was the Green Party like, Green Party's convention?
The week before going to the Green Party convention, I covered the protests in Philadelphia outside the Democratic National Convention. And Mint Press also had a reporter in Cleveland. So we had some experience with all of that. Obviously, things were very disunified, both inside and outside of both conventions. There were a lot of protesters outside of both. Even from what I saw in Philadelphia, even the protesters didn't necessarily get along or be able to find any unity, even though they were shared in their opposition to the Democrats. Things were very unified and generally just very positive and hopeful in Houston at the Green Party convention. There was some minor internal conflict. There's one candidate who objected to some of their procedures and asked for improved dispute resolution, but the Green Party responded to that really positively. They let the her speaker peace and didn't try to shout other people down. Chants of no war were very welcome there.
You mean they didn't drown them out saying USA, USA?
That's right. Actually, that was definitely a point that got made by one of the co-chairs, Margaret Flowers, right at the beginning. That was very welcome. And so, even when there was disagreement, it seemed to be welcomed in a way that it wasn't in the other parties. And one thing I really want to highlight that I thought was really interesting was during the roll call when they nominated Dr. Jill Stein and her running mate, Ajamu Baraka. Each of the states kind of almost aired their grievances. They each had things to say about their state, whether it was fracking or police brutality or some other issue that they felt was central to the issues facing their state. And they each got a moment, not just to talk about how great America is or how much they love Jill Stein or whatever other delegates might do, but also to talk about all the change that we need in America. And it was actually very powerful.
Let's talk about the fact that there wasn't just one set of candidates for the presidential nomination. I mean, Dr. Jill Stein has obviously captured the most attention. I understand there was a 17-year-old who was also a presidential candidate. Tell us about Elijah Manley.
Yeah, it was interesting, and I wish I'd gotten more of a chance to talk with him directly, but I think it's a fascinating thing. He realized that, of course, it's illegal to be president under age at 17, under 35, but you can still run for president at that age. And of course, you know, a lot of what the Green Party does is symbolic. And, you know, as a black teenage man, I think it's very powerful to run for president, to say that I deserve to have the same voice that anyone has. And also, you know, he was really in some ways a leader, at least symbolically, of the Green Party sort of youth caucus. They're pushing to lower the voting age to 16 and generally just change things for young people. And of course, with the Green Party's platform of, you know, voting, of canceling student debt, that's something that really appeals to younger people. And of course, in some of the polls right now, there was a McClatchy poll that showed Jill Stein actually in third place, ahead of Donald Trump for voters under 30.
For voters under 30, right, I understand that Trump is basically losing in that category, young voters completely losing. What about the appearance of WikiLeaks editor-in-chief Julian Assange? This was a very controversial thing. It was actually brought a lot of national attention to the Green Party convention to have somebody like Julian Assange. Obviously, wasn't there in person. He's still holed up at the Ecuadorian embassy in the UK. But he joined via live video stream. And given his role at the start of the DNC, when he released, and WikiLeaks released this trove of DNC emails showing how the DNC was biased against Bernie Sanders, it was interesting to see Assange make his appearance at the Green Party convention. Can you summarize what his talk was about and how it was received?
I mean, he was received with, I would say, adoration. The crowd would break out in chants of WikiLeaks at various times during his speech. There were a few technical difficulties when he spoke, but otherwise, everybody was just in the audience overall seemed thrilled to be hearing from him. You know, he is a controversial figure. You know, he's wanted for questioning in Sweden, and at that point faces extradition to the U.S., so he spent the last 4 years in the Ecuadorian embassy in London. You know, and overall, I think his speech was about how this election provides an opportunity for change to the American political system, and also to sort of expose the corruption of the political establishment, as well as giving these opportunities to third-party candidates like Stein or Gary Johnson.
So, Kit, I want to play for our audience a brief excerpt of the more than 30-minute speech that Julian Assange gave at the Green Party convention. Here he is.
I think Hillary Clinton, in her statements, demeanor, and associations and track record, looks like the power that she actually does represent. Similarly, with Donald Trump, maybe even Donald Trump, he even looks more like what the power he'll end up representing than he does actually represent it. But that's a situation that generates resistance and accountability, and that is what really checks the behavior of government over time. It is the various pressures that exist on the presidency. That's what checks their behavior. So these are two characters that are the most unpopular pair of presidential candidates in U.S. history.
Most unpopular pair of presidential candidates in history, said Julian Assange. Kit O'Connell, Julian Assange basically made comparisons between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, pointing out how unpopular they are. How was that met at the Green Party convention? Was there this sense among anybody present that, yes, Trump was horrible and the sort of worst kind of person to be qualified for president, but Hillary Clinton was marginally better and that it would be better for, obviously, her to become president compared to Donald Trump? Were those conversations happening, those sort of lesser evilism conversations?
I mean, of course, a lot of the Green Party, a lot of what it's based around, especially in this election, you know, Jill Stein talks a lot about rejecting the lesser evil and voting for the greater good. And of course, she's deliberately, and the Green Party in general, are deliberately appealing to especially Bernie Sanders supporters and other people that were hoping for a more progressive Democratic ticket than we got this year. And so there was definitely a lot of talk about actually rejecting that idea of the lesser evil. You know, I did hear some acceptance of the idea, of course, that some people might choose to vote for Clinton, you know, out of fear or concern over what Donald Trump could do. But in general, people seem to be pretty firmly committed in the idea of voting for Jill Stein and, you know, her running.
Even in swing states?
You know, I heard some talk from even in swing states, but I think also there was some realism there, too. Some people certainly, I think, would understand if people did vote for Clinton. But also, you know, even in swing states, people definitely, you know, are looking at, you know, what really is the difference between them. You know, Jill Stein talked about, you know, how Donald Trump says terrible things, but Clinton has done terrible things. And that's something that I heard from a lot of Green Party supporters as well.
Now, in addition to Julian Assange, the other very high-profile sort of guest at the Green Party convention was Dr. Cornel West. Cornel West, you know, well-known public intellectual, became controversial for his critique of Barack Obama, then threw his weight behind Bernie Sanders after Sanders endorsed Clinton. He broke with the Democratic Party and has now endorsed Jill Stein. How important was Cornel West's participation in the Green Party convention?
You know, he was treated like a hero almost everywhere he went there, and he's been, you know, speaking for the Green Parties. Not only did he appear at their convention, but in Philadelphia he appeared with Jill Stein at the March for Our Lives protest in Philadelphia the week before. So he's been very outspoken in his support, and people were thrilled to hear from him. And I think he really believes that the Democratic Party has left people behind, black people, but also all people, in terms of things like mass incarceration, climate change, you know, police brutality. And the Green Party really has thrown its weight behind the Black Lives Matter movement. That was something that was mentioned multiple times by Jill Stein and just about everybody that got up to speak made a mention of that. And I think
and
that makes a lot of sense.
From photos of the convention, it looked like a pretty diverse bunch, both on the stage and off the stage. One of the delegates, I understand, an African-American delegate from New Jersey named Gary Frazier, was actually, you know, went through an experience that was illustrative of exactly what the problem is that the Black Lives Matter movement is pointing out. He was detained by University of Houston police for a number of minutes because he apparently matched the description of a suspect.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't have a lot more details about it. It was kind of painfully ironic because right before he got up, they were doing roll call alphabetically. And of course, you know, Nebraska or whoever had been before got up and said, you know, Black Lives Matter. And then he got to get up right after them from New Jersey and say, well, yes, Black Lives Matter. And here's what just happened to me. Mm. And University of Houston police, according to his report, put him in handcuffs in the back of their car for 35 minutes while they investigated his identity. I'm sure he must have felt afraid for his life, just like any person, especially a minority, would in that situation. Ajamu Baraka, during a press conference after the nomination, said the Green Party is going to look into a lawsuit against the University of Houston police over the incident.
And speaking of Ajamu Baraka, he's of course the vice presidential nominee of the Green Party, and we had interviewed him last week soon after Stein announced him as her running mate, and you can find that interview in video format on our website, risingupwithsonali.com. Kit, you mentioned Dr. Margaret Flowers. She's a well-known political activist based in the Washington, D.C. area, and she's actually been a guest on our show in the past. I understand that she is running for Senate, for a Senate seat in Maryland under the Green Party banner. Tell us a little bit about her and also about how active the Green Party is in nominating candidates to run for lesser offices than president.
You know, she is very active in the party and seems to be running a very active and serious campaign in Maryland, really trying to push this idea that there can be some alternatives. And of course, she's an interesting parallel because she's also a doctor, just like Jill Stein is an MD. And she was drawn into this originally through the push for better health care. And that's something that the Green Party supports very strongly. But there were a lot of candidates there. I also, if you go look on Mint Press News YouTube page, we also interviewed Arne Menconi, who's a Senate candidate from Colorado. And I interviewed a couple representative candidates for House reps from various parts, from Texas and elsewhere. You know, there were a lot of candidates out there. It depends a lot from campaign to campaign. Some of them are running more symbolically than others, but a lot of them are, you know, putting in a genuine effort to try to get elected. And Margaret Flowers has told me she's hopeful that the Green Party is going to score some wins in November down ticket.
Well, we'll certainly see how that plays out. Kit, where's the best place for people to find your work?
You know, I'm on kitoconnell.com, 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 or mintpressnews.com, mintpressnews.com.
We'll post links to both those websites from our site later today. Thank you so much for giving us a report from the Green Party Convention, Kit.
Great to be here. I'm happy to be back anytime. Thanks.
Kit O'Connell is a journalist and staff writer at Mint Press News, and he covered the Green Party convention in Houston, Texas over the weekend for Mint Press. This is Rising Up with Sonali. I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com.